Excellent. So, I sent you the agenda. It was on the in the project documents. I don't know if you got a chance to just have a look at it. Anyway, it's the meeting's going to follow more or less the same structure as last time. So we'll go around each of you in turn, and you can give your presentations on what you've been up to. And at the end of that, we need to discuss what you've come up with so that we can make a decision on the key remote control concepts. So that's we need to know about the components, properties, materials, the user interface, and any trends that the marketing expert has been watching. Okay, do you want to start again? We've got 40 minutes. You haven't made a PowerPoint, okay. Let's hope the pen holds out. Okay. And charging their remote. Yeah.
And stop worrying about the whole RSI.
Oh, yeah. For a mic, because you'd. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think from the different cases
Wood. A fluffy remote. Okay.
Besides this, in under electronics, also the company has started making sample sender, which did not explain what it was. I'm guessing that so they have a sample sender and a sample speaker. So I'm guessing that the sample speaker is probably something like asthma.
Excellent. Do you want to stay somewhere near the board so that if we need to, you can sit down, but just we might need you to leap up. What are you, PowerPoint or?
I have some PowerPoint.
Okay. think these pens can give you cancer of the hand, some sort of radiation. Yeah. Right. Interface concept. That's fine.
Yeah, this time I might not have them on the slides, but I can just
mention
them again. Okay. So, I thought I would also include the definition of user interface. So, it's the aspects of a computer system or program which can be seen by the user, and which the mechanisms that the user uses to control its operation and input data.
The
method I employed this time was again having a look to related products and mainly on the internet, and then analyze them from the point of view of user friendliness and also whether their appearance was pleasant. And then this can help us to decide which features we want to incorporate in our product. So some findings. So in the case of many user interfaces, they're just so full of buttons that it's actually hard to find the ones you really want to use, and it's just confusing. It takes time to learn. Okay, and I thought I would just quickly show some of them that I found. Okay, some of them are here. Well, the picture is not very clear, but as you can see, there are actual. Oh, sorry for that. Let's go back. Okay, so yeah, they're quite big and have many, many buttons. Actually, of all these, I personally prefer this one because it's the smallest and was least with the smallest number of buttons as well. And I would say even the appearance of some of them is kind of not so nice. Some new things used, some of them were mentioned already by the technical designer. Our own company has developed a new user interface. Oh wait, no, this is not the one. Okay, there's a, we can include voice recognition, and it allows, it's possible to record 8 different voice samples. So this one was already mentioned, the display.
Yeah.
Another new development is a scroll button, which was also already mentioned. And our own manufacturing division has designed a new programmable speech, speaking unit, I guess it should be.
Yeah.
This means that once it comes together with a voice recognition, but it's once that it recognizes the voice of the speaker, there can be a pre-programmed answer. For example, you can pick up the remote control and say something like "hello" and it says
"hello." Hi. Yeah.
So I mean, this is also one new development which we might consider if we wanted to.
It's like the, like you said, no, the scroll
yeah,
wheel.
The scroll button is a different thing. I have a picture. If you just a moment, I'll show you. I wasn't completely sure myself, but I think it's just like it's a wheel. It's like not separate buttons. Look, this one here. But I'm not really sure whether you can really turn it
Excellent. Okay, straight to trends, and then we can discuss it all at once. The project documents.
Yeah.
Excellent. If you two could both do that as well, in case we need to refer to it. Okay. Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's over on the interface. If you could put. Yeah. And maybe the LCD and spinning. So that means we need an advanced thing. It is also quite nice though to have something here so you don't interrupt the picture on the screen. So if you're watching something.
And it would be like, I mean, if you could make it integrate with the TV, then it could come up with your information about what's on and you could just see that on the remote.
Yeah, rather than having to interrupt your viewing pleasure. And then you can flip it open. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so that kind of decides your home chip.
Yeah. Right. And possibly even uneven, like not symmetric. Yeah.
But that would be a good way to get in the whole RSI issue in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you think most people use the control with their right hand, so you want to curve it so that it's suitable for using the right hand. Yeah. I'm not quite sure that the relevant material will be spongy.
Something a bit squishy and. Yeah, and it'll help if you drop it. It protects it as well.
Yeah.
To some degree. Uh-huh. Or if we want to use the latex, then we have to go with one of the other power things. From from bouncing it. You can have it as like a little ball to bounce that flips open. Yeah. Yeah, because the
one side mean one side straight, and you know, two sides means the whole thing, which is a big curvy thing.
Dunno. Nothing to open them up. Anything else? What have we got? Okay. So, looking at what we've got, we want an LCD display with a spinning wheel.
Let's
yeah, rub off some of those. Yeah, it's not that's not streamlined and sexy having a wind up. I think that. Depends how much movement it really needs. Presumably, if they're suggesting it, then we could use it. I'd keep it on. We don't want that. It's not vegetable.
Mm.
Yeah, and given that we're looking at more spongy material preferences, I would think maybe rubber or plastic is more.
Well, it's not very cleanable either.
Yeah. Just for fast. LCD. Do we need them on as buttons, or do we need them as LCD? Buttons. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what you guys are going to do next. So if we put down the key things that we want. Just spinning and not scrolling, I would say. But if you've got a flip thing, effectively it's something that's curved on one side and flat on the other side, but you've folded it in half. That would be on one side. No, I think it's just the casing rubber on the outside. That's right, that's what they're after. I guess. Bananas. Mm-hmm. green. We need the advanced, yeah. That was the. We can't have solar panels with rubber. So. Should we go for. If we're going for rubber, we think on as our case. Mm-hmm. And then. Yeah. We've got 5 more minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think if we can include them at not too much extra cost, then I'd put them in. But if it's Yeah. It's from the company. So. Yeah. Okay. And the case is curved on one side, but then flat, so it's flipped into each other. Can I pull the thing out the back of your computer? Just so we can. No, I think it's right. I'm just. There we go. Gone too far. Yeah. We're on our way. Okay, so we've basically worked out that we're going with a simple battery, the advanced chip, and a curved on one side case, which is folded in on itself, made out of rubber, and the buttons are also rubber. We're having push buttons on the outside, and then on the inside an LCD with spinning wheel, and we're incorporating voice recognition. That's our overall concept, and it's going to look sort of vegetal and be in bright vegetable colours. I think it's on the.
So
yeah.
Still got like a lot of stuff in there.
On the. Mm-hmm. In the center, yeah. Sure. Okay, so now we've got 30 minutes before our next meeting. In the meantime, the industrial designer over here is going to work on the look and feel design, which I presume he'll work out what that means. The user interface designer will work on the user interface design, and the marketing expert is going to work on product evaluation. And as well as that, the two designers are going to work together on our prototype following those instructions that we've just come up with using modelling clay, and you will get extra instructions from your personal coach. Is that all okay? And anyone who hasn't put their presentation in the project documents folder, it would be good just so in case we have to refer to it. Nobody wants to talk to you. Unplug yourself. I don't know, maybe I would carry